Late Night Gamers podcast, where we make all of your gaming habits seem acceptable.
Steve, this game sucks so bad, it's so unbalanced. And I just quit and never play it ever again.
Carlson.
What do you do in your free time? Sit around knitting?
Screw that shit, I'm gonna cut off a dragon's head.
Tim.
It's okay if your guts swell out and you explode into a bloody mess. As long as you don't take your clothes off. Late Night Gamers.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to Late Night Gamers Podcast, episode 34. I'm Nick Perzanowski, and with me this week and every week is Tim Madden.
Hello!
Steve Morgan.
My beard grows longer.
And Charles Caldwell.
Just don't pee in that beard.
That's good advice.
That is good advice. How long would your beard have to be to actually pee in your beard? Unless you're really trying.
Pee beard the great. It's got a nice ring to it.
Pee beard the yellow.
Yeah. I'm just gonna start doing Dota 2 voices now for all my intros, so in case you guys are wondering where that was from.
Oh, okay. I didn't.
It's fine.
It'd be one thing if his beard actually grew longer after he said that, but...
There actually is a new set in Dota where, like, the longer the game goes, the longer the guy's beard goes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's not that guy. It's a different guy, but yeah, it's pretty sick.
That's cool.
It's a Pudge set.
I like it.
Yeah, they're doing, like, a lot of stuff now. Well, I wouldn't say a lot, but they're doing stuff now in Dota where they actually have, like, real animation changes and shit, which is kind of cool. Instead of just, like, having the guy wear a new coat, he actually, like, has different animations for moves, and it's pretty sick.
That is sweet.
So what's up? What's going on?
So we got a couple things this week. Who wants to talk about PC gaming?
Yeah, so I saw this article. It's pretty interesting. basically, there was an analyst who... did whatever analysts do and figured out that it looks like PC gaming is actually bringing in more money at this point than console gaming is, and basically projected this show that PC gaming is going to actually surpass console gaming in 2015, well, in 2014 and going into 2015. But the major caveat to it is that it includes, like, Facebook games and, you know, all those horrible monstrosities. I think it just kind of shows the, you know, changing trend in gaming.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I feel like tablets and things like that are kind of probably fall in that category, right?
Yeah.
At some point.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure it includes tablets and, like, smartphones and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which is kind of broad.
Saddening. When you make it so broad like that, then everything will fall.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it also, one thing I mentioned is that, there's most likely going to be a bit of a spike from the new console generation, but that's generally going to go down, you know. I think that spike has already been reached.
Yeah.
Do we have anything else that we want to say? Is anybody...
Nah, I mean, no.
Okay.
Yeah, we've covered PC gaming in the past. It's kind of weird that they... I think it's funny that they include all those different types of PC gaming, yeah. Because in reality, if you actually look at, like... I mean, they mention MOBAs, they mention League of Legends, they mention Dota, but if you think about it, it's like... You consider phones PC gaming, really?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of far-fetched.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it... If anything, it kind of points like a totally different, like, pricing or, like, money structure for PC gaming. Like, it's all like small, either free to play games where you might spend like a dollar or something for a cosmetic change, or like mobile apps where you'd spend like a dollar for an app, versus like the traditional gaming model for consoles where you spend like $60 at a time.
Right.
you know, I think it just it shines a light on that more than anything else.
Yeah.
It's just funny to me because, I mean, PC gaming, all the, like, the, do people consider solitaire PC gaming beforehand?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Solitaire. Yeah. Like, you look, if you look at the tally, I mean, PC gaming is always massive.
But does solitaire bring in any money?
Probably not.
No. So, E3 is coming up right around the corner. I think it's in June. And Nintendo, for the second year in a row, is not going to have a live press conference. Which, just...
they're slacking.
I don't know. What are they doing?
They're going to give every attendee of E3 a deck of cards.
I think they just... I don't know. I mean, maybe it's a financial thing.
Yeah, potentially. I mean, they're doing... I guess they're doing, like, live streaming of some games and, like, some tournaments and stuff, but not having a live press conference when every other major brand is having a live press conference.
I think they're just ashamed of how horrible the Wii U is. They don't want to address it.
What if they, like, totally was, like, screwing around and they went out and announced their, like, they decided that the Wii U was done and they're just announcing some brand new console.
They're just going to go out to Arizona and bury it in the desert.
like those E.T. Atari games that they...
E.T.
How do we not have that on our news list?
I don't know. I think we need to talk about that because that's like... No. That's unbelievable. Yeah. I didn't read too much into the end of that article, but what...
It brings much shame.
Yeah, it was a like an urban legend that they had buried a bunch of the E.T. games from the original Atari out in the desert because they were supposedly just so ashamed about how horrible the game was that they took all the unsold copies and went and buried them. In, I think it was in New Mexico or somewhere.
How do they find them?
I don't know. Some people at Microsoft.
No, it was the ancient Apache. Major Nelson. They buried it in the desert. Because of the ancient astronauts caught them.
They probably got a GPS and they went and bought a lottery ticket with a GPS and then they kept it like Breaking Bad.
What's funny is it was Microsoft. It's like, yeah, let's go test this if it's real. Mm.
Yeah, it was kind of random.
It's ridiculous. Mm. Like, now what do they do with all those, like...
Do they still work? Probably not.
I can't imagine they're playable. I mean, they weren't playable when they were actual games either, but...
I think they'd probably just buried
them. They're like, cool.
Threw them back in.
Let's use them to feed.
They're probably out there.
Giant smelly, like, plastic fire pit.
It can be a new Ripley's challenge. The man who ate the plane now will attempt to eat all of the Atari ET games.
I feel like that would be more of a task.
Dude, he ate a whole Cessna plane.
I don't believe it.
How do you eat his tire?
He fucking just put it in a milkshake or something. I don't know.
His milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
It'd be even more impressive if he ate it, then shat it out, put it back together, and then pulled it for a while.
I think we had this discussion before. I like vividly remember having this exact same discussion.
Yeah, we did. We did.
Repeating discussions for 34 episodes. That's what we do.
It always comes back to shitting out the plane and putting it back together.
Well, now what I'm adding in Tim pulling it for a mile. Because that's the next stage.
And then he has to eat it again.
And he has to fly it, and he has to like land somewhere and eat it.
Yes, he has to pull it for a mile on the runway, get up to 84 miles an hour, go back in time.
Oh, God.
Anyway. I think we talked about this at one point in the past, but Sony Online Entertainment did away with individual game subscriptions and now has a $15 monthly subscription for all of their games.
They had like talked about this in the like the idea of doing this in the past, but I think it officially went active today.
That's crazy.
But I mean, I don't know what of their games anyone is going
to
play. But.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think it's like a good step in the right direction, but it has to be something where, like, if you buy their brand new game for $15 a month, you get to play all the old games as, like, side things, because no one wants to play a bunch of shitty old bad games for $15. I wouldn't want to pay $15. That's like, yeah, it just makes no sense. They're all bad. I looked at them. I was like, no thanks. I wouldn't even, you couldn't pay me $15 a month and not play them.
Yeah, I mean, I hope that that's, like, a new model, though. Like, it'd be cool, like, if, you know, kind of, like, I mean, I guess most companies now only have, like, one subscription MMO, but if companies, like, I know NCSoft has a WildStar coming out, and they have a couple other, you know, they have a handful of other MMOs, like, if they just did a blanket fee, that'd be pretty cool. Or, if, you know, if Blizzard ended up coming out with another MMO, and you just paid one, you know, Battle.net subscription, that'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
But
yeah, I think they're a good example because they have games that are good, like, and you would be willing to play for all of them, so to speak.
What was the name of the MMO that Blizzard came out with that turned out not to exist? They were canceled the plan.
Well,
Titan or something.
Project Titan was the name of it, but it was never. They ended up taking all the people off Project Titan. I think they put them back onto another game. They put them into different spots for, like, Diablo and WoW and stuff. But I don't know if there's been any news on that recently.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about it, so.
Yep. I was just curious, because, I mean, if you think about, like, other games that would require a subscription, I mean, for Blizzard specifically, it's Diablo 3, and then it's really just WoW that they have the subscription, so.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think the thing that's weird about Blizzard, though, is that, like, all of their games require, like, connecting to Battle.net. So, I mean, you basically have to have a login to play all the games. So, they're almost like an MMO, you know, for all intents and purposes.
Truth. That's what I always hated about StarCraft, the original. Why the hell do I need to log into Battle.net? Why can't I just play? God damn it.
Yeah, it was like a big controversy with Diablo 3 because people were like pissed at it. Like, you couldn't play that game offline. You can't still. Like, it's crazy. I mean, it's not crazy. I guess everyone got over it, but like the best part about Diablo 2 is you could just play it on the bus or, you know, like wherever and
have a LAN party.
Yep. And
remember how pissed I was when I got all the discs and they didn't work on my computer.
There's like five of them for the original Diablo 2.
Yeah.
And then we'd all just go paladin and get all the different auras.
Oh, man. Back in the day when things were, like, multiple discs.
Yep. I remember, like, my, like, TIE Fighter versus X-Wing was, like, 8 floppy discs.
Oh, my God. That game consumed so much of my life.
It's always worst when you wouldn't necessarily know when to put in the disc, but it would hover, like, one quarter done, and you're just like, what's taking so long? And then, like, minimize down 5 windows is the thing. Please insert the next disc. And you're like, God, just shout at me, hit me in the head.
The worst was when you were like most of the way through the game, but you had to put the play disc in first to get it going. Then there was like, put in disc.
Oh, you're like all the Final Fantasy games ever made.
Yeah,
I remember that happened with when I would play like Riven.
Yeah,
you'd be like going and in between like each like certain sections, and then you'd be like, shit, I just went, I didn't mean to go ahead, so you'd go forward, and then you have to change the disc, and then you'd be like, shit, now I have to go back, so you'd have to change the disc back, and then go back to like the previous section.
That's awful.
Or like Diablo when you had the cinematics disc and you just fling it across the room because it's like I'm never gonna do this again. Watch it once.
Yep.
They always knew how far you were through a game by the Final Fantasy disc. I'm on disc 1. You described where you were in the game based on what disc you were in. Disc 3.
The worst part was that you never knew what the last disc was. Like, you'd be like, oh, I still got a third left on disc 3, and then you'd be like, game just ends immediately. You're like, I just fit that on 2!
Yeah. Disc 4 was just the final boss and everything else. Just the open world where you're just wandering around aimlessly for like 40 hours.
You insert the last disc, and then it's just the credits.
Fuck! Destruction rains from the heavens!
Alright.
Yeah,
that, that was quite an off-topic little jaunt we just did.
That's good. No, that's fine. That's fine. At least it was gaming-related and not, like, video store porn-related like last time.
That happens.
That does happen. So our final news topic this week is will actually lead us into our segment, but a Call of Duty player called the SWAT team on an opponent that he's playing against and had lost to, and yikes.
No, this is the best. So this guy basically was playing Call of Duty with someone, and he got, like, wicked pissed off, so he, like, tracked his IP, figured out where he was living, and he called 911 from, like, Skype or something in this kid's area, and then told the police that he just killed his mom and that, like, he was gonna kill some more people if they didn't show up, and so they, like, busted this kid's door down with a SWAT team, and he was, like, playing Call of Duty.
They didn't even know what was happening. His brother had to come get him.
His mom's
like, what's going on? The kid didn't even know. He was just still playing in his room.
I hope the kid was listening still, could hear it all.
Mega troll.
Oh my god. Yeah, that would be the worst. Like, I think they were saying, like, the cost of the whole operation for like, the whole SWAT team to get sent out there and like, the multiple, like, supporting, like, officers and everything cost, like, $100,000.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That is really crazy. And then, plus, it's illegal to, obviously, you know, make a fake call and say that you murdered someone.
Go figure.
Yeah. So, he has a massive fine on his hands, as well as probably some jail time to look forward to.
So they did finally find this guy, huh?
I think they did. I mean, I think they tracked it. Because they were, I think somewhere in the article they were saying that the, that he had tried to make it anonymous, but they could track him back.
Well, when I looked at the article, it said that the cop was super pissed, and they're going to... Police sources quoted the cost of response, $100,000. If we determine who made this call, there will be an arrest.
Yeah, so they at least in this article that we have here, they don't know, which is so funny because, like, in a way, he's kind of trolled the cops because the cops can't figure out what he could figure out. Like, this kid could figure it out, like, just playing Call of Duty, and then they couldn't figure it out.
Oh my god! So
I'm sure they'll figure it out though.
Yeah, they'll get him. It's not a question.
Yeah, I
mean, yeah. There's I don't know if you guys heard about this, but on Twitch there was this streamer. I think his name was Swifty. I think that was his name.
Swifty.
He streamed World of Warcraft.
Yeah, he's really famous. Yeah.
Yeah, he had someone call the cops on him and said that he was, like, murdering someone or something like that. And, you know, they came and he's like, I'm here alone. There's no one here. And they had to take him. You know, they, like, arrested him and brought him down. And the worst part is that they did it a second time. You know, they continued to troll him.
Damn.
Good lord.
I mean, it's the same idea, you know, kind of the, you know, where... It's taking online trolling to the real
world.
It's
the worst form of ordering somebody, like, a shitload of pizza. <It's>...
$10,000 worth of lead pizza.
No, this isn't a cult. I'm not in a cult. I'm just playing an MMO.
So that brings us right into our segment this week. And I think we're just gonna spout out about trolling and trolls, internet trolls, online trolls.
Everyone has a troll inside. Trolls.
I think that there's, like, different degrees of trolls though. There's like smart troll, like, there's, like, obvious trolling, and then there's, like, trolling that's, like masterfully crafted that just evokes emotion out of people without realizing they're being trolled.
Okay. This one actually, this is a good example of a good, like, a good troll that, like, I think people can laugh at afterward at least. But this guy on, I think it was on Xbox Live, named himself Xbox Sign Out. And he's like wicked good at like Call of Duty and shit. So then people would be like, ah, damn it, Xbox Sign Out just fucking killed me. And then they're like the Kinect would pick up on the voice and then shut down their Xbox. That's hilarious.
Ingenious.
That makes me laugh.
That is genius.
So, in terms of other trolling, like, I think the original trolls were like forum trolls and
there's like forum trolls for every game. You know?
Sure. Just, yeah.
If you go on the forums, dude, you're opening yourself up because it's gonna be like troll central.
Not just forums. Just any written. Any written place on the internet, anywhere, there's trolls. They're just lurking. Yeah. They're just trying to get a rise out of someone for their own happy enjoyment. Ninja-ing. I also remember, like, World of Warcraft when ninja-ing was a big thing where somebody would just... All the victim group would go through a raid and then somebody would just take the loot and then run off. Like, take all the gold, take the loot.
Those are the good old days when there were no loot controls. You know, it's basically either you could put it on round robin or free for all.
Mm.
And, you know, they wouldn't put it on round robin for, like, high level loot because, you know, you didn't want, like, bind on pickup gear to go to, like, the wrong class. So they would put it on free for all and just say, okay, no one loot it. And then, of course, some guy would be like, take it and run off.
It's the same thing, like, EverQuest was like this, had no control at all. People would just take all the loot and just log out immediately.
Yeah.
And then they'd never be here again. Same thing with, like, dude, like, EverQuest was the worst. This isn't even trolling. This is, like, just straight-up scam artist shit. Like, this is completely different. But, like, in EverQuest, they, like, had no trade market or anything, so you had to do everything, like, via exchange, and there's so many scammers that would you know, take money and then, like, not give you the item and stuff. It was so scammy. Like, it was so bad.
Trolling you.
There was no, like, trade window. There was no, like, secure way to give items. So you'd have to, like, just, like, give them the item and hope they gave you whatever you paid for.
Yeah, it was so broken. So broken. So, that's a whole other topic, but, yeah, man, I'm back and forth when it comes to trolling because, like, you know, there's a lot of people out there that, like, talk shit and troll people and troll, like, on the internet when I play. I play a lot of games online, obviously, so this is, like, pretty much what I deal with, like, on a daily basis, especially in Dota. But at the same time, like, I'm also a troll in a lot of cases, like, so I will talk shit to people and I will, like, do everything, herp a derp and lol at people when they lose and I realize that, I mean, for example, this just happened. Right before we started recording the podcast, I was playing a game of Dota. Some guy on the other team was so shitty. He was talking all this shit, saying, and he was getting crushed. We crushed him. He was talking shit, saying that we were bad and all this stuff. And then everyone on his team was like, I'm reporting this kid for being so bad. And I said, it's all right, I'm commending him. And then like everyone was like, oh, because he sucks so bad and he helped you win. And I was like, yes. And then he didn't realize this, so he was like, oh, I commended you back. So and I just laughed so hard. I was like, trolled! Sarcasm all day, man. And I get real vocal, too. Everyone's like an e-thug on the internet, you know? Like, everyone... You know, you say shit to people on the internet you would never say to someone in real life.
Oh, yeah.
Like, someone will be playing, and I'm just like, you fucking suck so bad. What is wrong with you? You want to go? I will kill you. I'm just, like, screaming into the microphone. My blood pressure is, like, I'm going to, like, have, like, a freaking hernia, like, cardiac arrest, like, aneurysm, like, freaking out so much.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure I've gotten to the point in some games where, like, I'm so mad that I don't take any breath in. I'm just continuously breathing out. Just like, just like, and like my face just turns like beet red.
See, that's what the troll is trying to accomplish. They're trying to get everyone mad. Yeah, they don't get mad. They're laughing.
So, anyways, I, like, you know, in light of the topic, Anyways, to finish what I said, I just want to say that it's funny because we all talk shit online, or at least I do, and then when you go to, like, PAX, we're all, like, best friends. Like, I would never say anything to anybody. I could meet some guy I told that, like, I could made a million your mom jokes to, and I would be, like, his best friend if I saw him in real life. Like, I couldn't, I can't, I'm not a mean person. I just can't do it. So anyways, I looked this stuff up. In light of the topic tonight, I looked up sort of, you know, like, how did the word troll sort of, like, come about? And apparently, I mean, I don't know if this is, like, 100% true, but, like in the English language, trolling is like fishing. Like, the word trolling, like, the verb trolling is, like, when you fish and you like, bring a lure behind you. Apparently, like, trolling is, like, you know, started on forums and stuff as, like, a way to, like, fish out people to get really angry at you. So it's, like, actually, like, and then it, like, evolved into what we call, like, trolls and, like, in the troll face and all this other stuff. But, like, trolling is really, like, from the origin of fishing. I always thought it was, like, you know, things that lived under a bridge. And I never realized this, but, like, in other languages, like, in Japanese and Korean and stuff, it actually, the word they use, like, for trolling on the internet is actually, like, a fishing word. Like, literally means fishing when you translate it. So it's interesting that, like, trolling kind of started in that sense, of more of a fishing sort of sense, and then now, you know, don't feed the trolls, pretty much, is, like,
it's true.
Crazy.
Don't give them anything to go off of, because...
And I'm the worst at this, man. I'm so bad at it, because they're like, you suck, and I'm like, you know what, you fucking suck worse! And I just get so mad, and they're, like, so happy, and I'm just like, ah!
Who's feeding the trolls?
Like, if someone says, LOL, you mad? Oh, God, I could just, like, go nuts. I'm like, you're fucking terrible, that's what you are. I'm not mad. Do I look mad?
Another example of some trolling that I think, when I was looking into Eve and, like, playing Eve, like, everything about that game is based off of trolling other people. Like, everything. The whole game. Like, corporations, like, everyone is... So, like, everything's so intricate and all the corporation stuff, but every revered character in Eve is, like, a pirate or somebody who ripped off an entire corporation, and that's what they put, that's what, like, their redeeming quality for the game. Like, every article you see about Eve is like, oh, this game is awesome because of this example, and it's all trolls. It's just silly.
Troll-a-la-la-la-la.
What other examples do we have for trolling? I mean, like...
Well, NPCs troll me all the time, and I hate them for it.
I could see, like... I think, like, spawn camping and stuff like that could be considered a form of trolling, because that shit pisses me off, definitely. Like, so bad. When you're the spawn points in, like, in an FPS or... kind of set areas, and someone just kind of sits behind this, like, wherever the spawn might be, and just kills you before you even have a chance to do anything.
That was the origin of teabagging in FPS. Was it Halo? They're, like, crouching on somebody's head.
It goes back.
Well, I know, but, like, teabagging
still happens.
Did it go back before that, like, crouching on somebody's head?
Pretty sure.
Yeah, I think it goes.
Yeah. Pretty sure it existed before video games.
Same. I don't mean just teabagging in general. I mean, like, trolling in video games is like a teabag.
They really need to create a video game that, after you've killed someone, instead of teabag, like, quote unquote teabagging someone, and, like, where you're just, like, crouching just over them, like, yeah, exactly. There need to be like scene, like, if there's, like, a button combination, if you like kill someone, you can just go up to them and then, like, press it in a certain amount of time, and then it just, like, basically is just shaming them.
I can remember doing that in, like, I think it was in, like, Battlefields and WoW, like, when they first started, when characters died, they, like, dropped items, so you could go loot them, and if you looted them, it would send them straight to the spawn thing, so normally you could, like, sit there dead for a little while and kind of, like, see what happened, but it was, like, it, like, sucked when someone looted you, because it was, like, you're not allowed to be here anymore, go back to the spawn, you, like, go up and loot, take the stuff, and you'd get, like, weird things, like a gnome spine or something.
Did they change, did they actually, like, remove that completely? I thought that...
I don't know if it's still there, it's been a while.
Yeah, I'm same here. I used to do it all the time, because, you know, just move the sigil and just make them, like, have to... Literally, like, a kick and, like, you know, spit in their face.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, I killed you? Bye. You're gone.
It was either, It was either that or you would just sit there and like sit on the body or like dance on them when they're dead or like do whatever you do.
Poke them.
Emotes them, yeah. Just like, yeah.
Just sit there, like typing. I haven't got anything better to do. I can just sit here and taunt you.
Keck, keck, keck. That was if you were Horde and you said LOL, it would translate to keck.
Didn't it like also like in while like you could if you left spaces between letters, it didn't translate out.
Yeah, there was something where you could.
Like, I remember I used to have binds where I had everything with like all the spacings and caps like on all my letters, and I was like, "You guys suck!" Just shouted out in the zone.
Oh, trolling.
Yeah, I was thinking earlier about I think we talked about this one time before when one night we were at our friend Alan's house all night playing Xbox Live, and we're playing, I think it was Rainbow Six, mm-hmm. one of them, and Eric Campbell's with us, and he literally stayed up all night like looking for any servers with friendly fire, and then he would on his loadout he would take the grenade launcher, and as soon as they spawned he would just like aim directly down, launch the grenade, and blow up the whole team in one shot.
Well, yeah, because everybody spawned at the same spot.
Yeah.
In that game, so as soon as people would get so mad, and then Eric would just be like, bah, bah,
you
bah,
just
bah.
Touch it all night.
for him, he didn't even care about the game. That was just like secondary. He just wanted to sit there and like listen to people cry and whine to him and be like, "Why'd you do that?" And then he would like just get
oh, you poor little baby, angry hey, little conversation. Baby. Yeah, you little baby.
Yeah,
Eric Campbell, real life troll.
He was a troll. By every definition, he is a troll.
I just remember this is off topic, but I just remember. I mean, this is like this kid trolling real life. He was like ROV, ROV. What are you talking about, Eric? RAV or something? Random acts of violence. Like, what are you talking about? Like. He's nonsense.
Speaking of killing that. People in spawn, dude, this reminds me of one of the best trolling like videos ever, which was the "I hate you, my god." Have you ever seen this? "I hate you, my god," too.
Oh yeah.
No.
Oh my god, it's amazing. I'll link it. Yeah, it's basically just this guy. It's like a cartoon of this guy playing Counter-Strike, and he's just like this like super nerd. He's like, "I need to raise my rank in the server from 3 to 1 and then he like hides behind a box, and the guy just sees his gun stick on it, shoots him in the head, and then he just like and then the guy just switches his team and starts killing him in spawn, and he's just going crazy screaming and like face turning red. And then he goes to like the clan website to try to get hacked so he can like kill this guy that keeps like trolling him in the server. And they like then they just like send him a virus, and he like unpacks it and it just like wrecks his computer. It's awesome. It's one of my favorite videos ever.
How about angry German kid?
Oh god! It's smashing his keyboard and throwing it across the thing.
I mean, I guess that's kind of like we didn't really discuss the consequences of trolling. Like, people get angry.
Yeah, people get real angry.
There's destructive and actual monetary damage done. I would like to know how much the disaster of trolling has cost the American people.
What if trolling is run by like. Gaming peripheral company, just so that you'll like destroy your keyboard.
It's viral marketing.
Yeah.
Okay, so this was actually this kind of leads into a question that we had from one of our listeners, Shifty25. He says, "What was your biggest rage incident over a game?" And I'm sure it was probably troll related in some FPS game, but I totally lost my shit and. Like, I threw my DualShock 3 across the room and it broke in half, and I was like, oh shit, like, that's not good. Thankfully, I had two controllers, and I'd always give that terrible controller to somebody else when I came over.
Oh, good.
But yeah, the buttons stopped working. I had to take the controller apart to, like, tighten everything up, because it was, like, everything was floppy and it was bad.
Damn.
I forget what game it was. but I don't think it was a multiplayer game. Honestly, I think it was Wind Waker. Something just set me off, and I threw a marble.
You would!
I threw a marble at the TV.
You cel-shaded
motherfucker. Made a ding in the TV. Didn't break the TV. It just shattered the glasses, a little mark to remind me of my rage.
You got mad at the only game where that's, legitimately, a cartoon. Yeah. It's, so happy and everything's so great.
I can deal with just intense disappointment in, Ninja Gaiden or Dark Souls, but when something's supposed to be easy and then clearly is not at all, some component is broken or the camera angles are floppy, it's just awful. It makes me so mad.
I think, I feel like I've broken things, if I get really mad, if there's, a really frustrating part of a game, I'll, take it out on something, but I think even worse is, the couch versus games from when we were younger, GoldenEye and stuff like that. I can remember playing GoldenEye and, legitimately hating people who are my friends, I hate this person, I do not, and it would, carry over for, a week after that, after playing. It was just every time I saw them, I fucking hate them, fucking kill them, I can't, they fucking use the rock.
I wasn't armed, and they shot me with the arm, what the fuck,
yeah, and then, it would just carry over, and then you'd, get into fights and stuff.
Yeah,
when we used to play Halo in high school, it would get violent. People would get pissy and come after each other.
Why are you camping with a sniper, bitch?
That's true. I did troll a lot with the sniper. fun.
The sniper rifle was such an ultimate weapon because it didn't have. I mean, you didn't have to take anything into account. It was just aim down the sight, and that's where the bullet would hit.
Yeah, and plus, when we would play, Blood Gulch, you could just go sit on the rock and snipe. That's it. Once you got the sniper rifle and you got up there, you were golden until you ran out of ammo. And even if someone had the tank, they literally couldn't do anything, because the tank had a giant, this is basically the worst designed tank ever. Your head is sticking out of the tank. Snipe them with one shot right in the head. There's that. The only pressure on you if you were sniping is that someone else might get the sniper rifle and snipe you back, but that was it.
And then there would be those
dominated.
And then there would be those people that were just trying to get the warthog into the drive the warthog into the center of the bases.
That's we can talk about the spectrum of trolling. At the beginning of the spectrum is anger, and then towards the end it's okay, I can't win, I'm gonna go try to get the warthog in this hole. I've given up on life, I've given up on this game, let's see what I can do with this vehicle.
Exactly.
That sounds about right. I think I have a ton of experiences and stories with rage. I've been in pretty much rage every day, so and that rage will range from me crying like a little baby, literally sounding like I'm an infantile child. Yeah, exactly. To screaming literally as loud as I possibly can to team speak, and whoever I'm playing with, Ryan, Mikey, or someone's just like, dude, stop screaming. But I think I have tons of stories, but I think one of my biggest rage moments was when I played Data Feed Source. I played really competitively. We were really good in Cal, the upper leagues, and when I went to UNH, they started blocking some ports, like my sophomore or junior year, they started blocking ports that were associated with gaming. So I was pinging extremely high, and I couldn't do anything. So I basically just went to a shitty team of a bunch of no-name scrubs and carried these guys all the way to the semifinals of the lower league, and we went up against a team of people that I knew, including Ryan's dad was on this team. I was really, this were all my friends, I was gonna beat them and shit, and they crushed us, and my team was just bitching about how good they were and how much better they were than us, and I was so angry. I think at 50% of the way through the match, I just took my headset off, I threw it across the room, and I just didn't speak for the rest of the match. This is a game where you need to communicate everything in the game, and I just threw my headset away and never ever spoke and never played with the guys ever again. Just done. I've never done that. I mean, that's in matches and stuff, you're not supposed to rage. You don't rage. If you even, bitch for 1 second and, like, you know, like, when you're playing competitively like that, if you even bitch at all, just say, like, what? Like, you'll get shut up immediately. Like, it's not, you can't rage because it's all about communication. So, I've never, ever raged in a match. And then that one, I was just, like, fucking threw my fucking headset. I was like, done with this shit. You guys are fucking killing me. So, anyways, and I've done a lot, bunch of other more, way more destructive things, but.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you get to the point where it's just like.
I used to get cut off when I was a kid, playing, like, console games. Like, when I threw the controller, my dad would be like, you're done, you can't play anymore. So I got, like, you know, reinforced early not to rage, but it didn't help that much. I mean, now I just don't do it physically, I just do it verbally. It's basically. Basically it.
I rage silently at games when I was playing. Or at least, like, silently so I could be hurt, because I would definitely be like, what the hell? And then I'd punch the hell out of the couch and be like, oh! And then I'd, like, smack the light, and then I'd be like, oh! And then I'd, like, stab the wall, you know.
I've totally injured my hand just, like, punching something. Like, I don't know if I punched, like, a wooden chair or something, but I totally, like, bruised every single one of my knuckles. And
dang.
That was bad.
Luckily.
I don't do that much anymore.
Fortunately enough, like, the N64 controller was sturdy enough to withstand abuse, because I definitely, like, took that thing and was, like, trying to rip it apart several times.
Trying to split it on the two ends, like
I didn't want to break it, so I couldn't actually pull it, but I wanted to, like...
The thing is, if you broke off that left nub, it wouldn't really matter, because no one ever used it.
Anyway, oh, the C-pad?
Yeah. Nobody used the D-pad.
I can remember, like, angrily pushing the joystick, like, fucking, like, in GoldenEye, you would, like, jam it, and then there would be, like, this white dust that would form.
You ground it to a bone paste.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the joystick would be all floppy, like way to the side.
I'm pretty sure that entire game was all about the yellow movement buttons and strafing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
That's how you know when an N64 controller is, like, just old. You're like, when you see that dust around the edge, and you just know it's no good. You're like, oh. You know, yeah. It's been grounded down. Why was that even... They had that, like, you know, hexagonal, like, shaped, like, thing inside the... So it made it so that, like, all those games where you had to do circles or extreme arcs, like, ding, 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 as it went around, like, instead of just actually spinning in a circle. Poor design.
Terrible.
But I guess it also made it so when you went, like, left, right, up, down, was it locked it in, so.
That's true.
Anyways.
So just getting to some of the... listener comments. I posted on Twitter, what are your thoughts on trolling? Which is like kind of a trolling comment.
What are your thoughts on trolling?
So meta.
So we get a couple of responses. At StubbyJ23 simply just says annoying. Which, yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Totally annoying. Like, unless you're the one doing it.
I know, I was going to say I'm guilty of this, so I shouldn't say that, but...
It's even annoying when you're on the same team as somebody sometimes who's a troll.
Oh, yeah.
Because then you're just like, yeah. God, why don't you shut the hell up and play? Like, what are you doing?
It's like tasteful trolling and, like, I don't know, there's varying degrees.
Yeah, you're right.
So yeah. I have a hard time actually playing with anybody that I haven't played with before anymore. It's just like, I can't fucking listen to these people. Like, I just want to... That's why I only have, you know, there are certain people that I'll play with online, and just, otherwise, I don't know.
Yeah.
I usually just mute everything. But, at CPT Bananas, Captain Bananas, he says, internet trolls have ruined a number of games for me, specifically the entire MOBA genre. So probably he was playing against you, Steve.
Yeah. No, I agree. No, I agree that, this is a good point. This is, like, one of the issues I think... I kind of have with MOBAs. I'm kind of used to it playing, like, a lot of Counter-Strike and Data Feet, because that's basically the same style of, like, just annoying little shits that just talk crap about everything. But, yeah, it's annoying. It's a really big part of the game. It's really... And it's, like, it's one of those games that's really unforgiving on little mistakes. You know, if you die in Call of Duty, it's not a big deal. But if you, like, die in early or something, or if you, like, fuck up in a MOBA, it's, like, you can just... you can just blame the whole game on them. And that's another thing, too. You never really know. Like, it's just a really, like, complex game. So it's like, dude, you fucking didn't do your one move. You suck. And then people just talk shit and troll, like, for the whole game. It's just, it's a really big part of the genre, and it's really annoying. I agree. I mean, it's tough. This is why I'm always raging.
Rage against the machine.
Rage against the Mastiff.
At William 0406 says, honestly, 90% of people on the internet are assholes that have no filter and will argue with you until the end of time to change your mind.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's like a function of anonymity.
Yeah, it is really. So I think usually my like tactic is to just agree with them or to like just. If you get mad or you argue with someone, you always lose. So it's just like, it's like, you suck. You're like, yep, I do. They're like, huh? like, he does suck. And you're like, yep, pretty bad at this game. And you're like, what the fuck? Like,
I'm usually just spread to them. I'm like, what did you say? What? I can't hear you. Speak up. Come on.
I actually named my first character in WoW Vacuum. So when people said you suck, I could be like, I'm a vacuum.
That's excellent.
That's great. I like that.
Like counter troll. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like if anything makes you mad, like if you're getting angry, they're winning, you know.
Yeah.
You can't win. You can't, like, you know, there is no end to an argument on the internet. It will go on forever.
Yep.
And it's the worst, like especially if you join like a group like you know, Pug or something, you know, a public group on like a video game, and you know, someone starts arguing about something, and then, like, you know, the tank will argue with the healer, and, you know, tanks are always, like, high and mighty, you know, they think they know everything, and it's like, oh, God, now it's like, going to be a fight for me. Oh, you suck, and then it goes back and forth, and it's just like, can we just do this, can we just finish this dungeon and go home, and then it's just like, you know, after a while, it's just like, all right, I'm not in this group. I guess I'm like a bystander usually, but... You know, if someone tells me I suck, I'm like, alright, I just plug pull. That's it.
I think that brings us to our top five this week. Our top five is the top five rage moments, which I feel like we may have touched on before, but it fits in very nicely with the rest of our episode, which is basically all about raging and trolling, so happy week. Number one, this is number one is a little retro, but one of the top five rage moments for me was when someone moved too much and your NES freezes when you're hours into a game, and the games I'm thinking of are games that had no save feature, like Rygar or even like The Legend of Zelda did have a save feature, but you had to save it, or if you didn't save it correctly, it would just go back to, like, the beginning.
It had problems with, like, the RAM, where, like, if you were playing and then, like, you kicked it and it just shut off, that sometimes it would just, like, clear your saves.
Yep, that happened to me on several occasions, and I fucking got so mad.
Yeah, this is, like, beyond rage, though. Those are, like, crying moments. Those are, like, just give up and never play the game again moments.
I'm pretty sure I stopped playing that game for, like, years after something like that happened.
Yep.
I just don't have the mental capacity for this game right now. I'm going to return when I can crush it.
Yeah, that's what you thought, and then you returned after like 25 years and you still couldn't beat it.
You're like, where did my muscle memory go? I can't do anything.
You're like, it turns out this game was really fucking hard and I wasn't just really bad at it when I was like 10 years old.
In fact, you're probably better at it because you had more like responsiveness. You'd be like, oh, look, girl. No, you're just like...
Not only that, you also didn't have, like, the expectation that you could actually beat things. You're like, wow, this is just right. The way life is. It's really tough. Now you're like, this game's fucking stupid. Whoever made this thing is an idiot. And then you just quit. Anyways.
I definitely feel that way about Life Force now.
Yeah. Life Force was so hard. We played that a couple months ago.
There's no point to it. Like, why are there giant fangs coming down from the ceiling?
No. Thanks.
It's
number two.
I put this one on. So number two, rage moments when you play an MMO and you lose experience when you die. Holy shit! This is some of my biggest rage moments were in EverQuest. EverQuest isn't the old example of this, but some of the earlier MMOs when you died, you lost experience. So you actually lost some of your time. You actually lost time. You die and then you'd be like, wow, my last hour was gone. So I just played for nothing. Actually, I lost time.
That was the worst. Vanguard was like that too. Like you could get to like checkpoints where it would save it, but you know, if you didn't get that, you would lose XP. It was just like, ugh.
Yep. Yeah, that happened. I remember I lost a level on EverQuest once.
That's the worst.
I was like level and I died and I went backwards. Then I just quit. I was like, I fucking hate this shit.
Nope.
It was really brutal, though, in EverQuest, too. I think it was worse than any other game, because it was like, you would die and you'd lose, like, literally an hour's worth, no matter what. Like, not like... That's a long time. Like, just one death. So if you died, like, three or four times, you'd lose, like, a day's worth of playing.
Yeah. So now it makes you wonder why people play those games where you die and you literally lose everything. You can play the game for, like, 20 hours, like, and boom.
Yeah.
Daisy.
Well, that is actually a very good trolling example in the hardcore mode of Diablo. People will like join a group and then just like pull like groups of mobs and then bring them all in and then just kill everyone on the team and they'll be like, dear God, I just lost my 10,000 hour hardcore character.
That's the worst.
That is a great troll.
Number three.
I put this one down because right now I'm experiencing this in Castlevania, is where you're playing any sort of those games. Like it happens with Zelda, it happened with Mario 64, where you're playing a game, you know the controls, you know where you're supposed to be going, but for the love of God, the camera angle is awful. And it requires you to do forward and then back, then 1 second where you're coming around a corner or something. It's just the worst. It is the worst because if you can fall off anything, you'll inevitably fall. If you're fighting something and the camera angle is flipping around, then you die inevitably. It's just awful.
Yeah.
So much rage for this stuff.
I feel like this was the biggest thing for Resident Evil. And I don't understand why they went away from it, because I feel like that was the whole purpose of the game, was to just rage at the camera angles. You know, I don't understand why now it's third person. It's not as exciting, you know.
Yeah, all those fixed camera angles.
Dude, yeah, this was so bad in Mario N64. I can just remember running around a corner and then trying to change my camera angle and then off the edge. Just what the fuck? Are you serious? There's a cliff there? Because, all the levels are, islands, essentially, that, you just fall off of.
Especially when the complexity of the controls gets increasingly difficult.
The snow one. Be, sliding down snow, a hill.
Yeah, where you're sliding down the snow island thing.
Yeah.
And it just, the camera doesn't know exactly where it should be. So it just starts going, all over the place, and you're just what the fuck?
Ugh. Terrible.
Ridiculous.
Oh, I didn't see what the next one was.
Number four.
Oh. Okay, so I wrote this one. This is what I wrote. I quote, "When a 12-year-old little shitbag kid talks smack in Call of Duty, and then you lose to him." This is the first-person shooter Call of Duty. Counter-Strike was like this way back in the day. MOBAs are like this, when it's just little kids just talking shit, pretending like they're smoking a bong, but they really got a friggin' straw and they're blowing milk out of it, and they're talking shit about how good they are, and then they actually beat you. That's the worst part. And then you just assume they're hacking and you scream hacks.
It reinforces their delusions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This was really bad. This was really bad in the past in Call of Duty. And at some point, Call of Duty died, and they all came to Data Feed Source, and the game got so bad because it was just a bunch of little kids all just hey! And then they're good. They're all good too. They're not bad. It's fucking annoying as shit.
Yeah, I just beat them. So,
yeah, I actually when I'm playing Battlefield or any games like that, I would leave the squad and like go to a different squad because I'm like I can't listen to these kids talk.
Yeah, that reminds me of on the original Xbox, like the original Xbox Live, they had voice filters, so you could like choose your voice to be like a like James Earl Jones. So it'd be a little kid, but like hello, you suck. Or there was one that was like you could change it to be a little girl and be like you suck. You know, it'd be like really high pitched.
That's awful.
Why I don't know why they got rid of that.
Also, like, voice muting and shit was, like, not as prevalent as it is now. Like, it's a necessity in every game. Like, if it doesn't have it, you would just be like, I'm fucking done with this shit. I'm done with this game. Can't mute somebody. It's like the first thing I do when I get into a game now, like Titanfall, I'm like, how do I mute people? Okay, there's the mute button. That's okay. We're all set.
One of the things that annoyed the hell out of me was, like, with Source and with Team Fortress 2 was when somebody just plays music. And you're just like, who is that? Shut the hell up!
This happens in Dota and probably a lot of MOBAs where you get people on your team that are aren't English speaking, and they just talk shit, or they like they talk the entire time and about you because you can tell like they're saying your character's name or something, but they're not like speaking English, and like I'm like, dude, like fucking English. Like it's like what the fuck? Like it's going on right now. It's so frustrating.
This is
also another thing. This is completely sort of unrelated to this topic right at this moment, but me raging. In Dota, there's a way to ping the map. So, like, you can do this in StarCraft and shit, where you can ping the map. This is one of my biggest pet peeves in Dota, and everyone that plays with me knows this. If someone pings the map, like, unnecessarily, like, you know, if you want to ping to say there's a guy up there, you ping it, and there's a guy there. But if you just, like, ping me or something, I will fucking snap. Like, I have instant snap. I have, like, a zero fuse tolerance. Like, someone, like, I started the game, and someone pinged me, and, like, I'm just like, you fucking ping me one more time, I'm gonna kick you in the face! I'm screaming into the microphone. And Ryan's just like, oh my god. Like, I'll literally just scream, like, literally like that. I'm not even joking. I'll say the terrible things I can't even say on this podcast.
You can also outline stuff on the map at the beginning, and everyone always draws a penis.
I draw so many penis. Peeny for days. Always a peeny in Dota on that map.
Circus penis.
Circus peanuts. Anyway, so sorry to diverge, but oh god, that's similar to people bitching on the microphone and all this other stuff and pains.
All right, finally number 5.
I think number 5 is a little bit related to the last one.
Yeah,
I
think we covered it a little bit.
We did.
Number 5 is when someone hacks, and that's in quotations.
I put this in quotations. Because I think like 90% of the time when I think someone hacks, they don't hack.
Yeah, no.
It might be more like 98% of the time.
Usually when someone's just like insanely good or like impossibly good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had it where like, I don't know, like people just show up like in places where it's like, I was definitely right around the corner like half second ago. And then they're there, and they fucking kill me right away. And it's like, what?
Yeah.
That doesn't happen. That's not real.
Like, insane response times are, like, you know, just reflexes that are, like, cat-like.
Yeah, I've had it where I've been, like, behind someone and shooting them, like, in the back and head. And and then they turn around and they shoot me in the face and I'm dead in one shot. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. And then you're left raging.
Yep.
Even if you don't tell them that you're raging, you're fucking screaming hacks in your mind.
Yep. Exactly. Well, so that brings us to to the end of our podcast this week. We're just going to go through... what's everybody playing? Tim, what are you playing?
I just hit Paragon level 200 in Diablo 3. And I guess I've decided to retire it, but I'll probably go back and play it when I get bored. But there was that, and then I also played the Wildstar beta this weekend, which was a lot of fun, and tried some different classes, and I guess there's a few of us who are planning to all play together, so trying to find a class that, you know, trying to have everyone be in, like, a different class so we don't all compete for gear.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I'm excited for that. You know, it seems fun. And I know I sound like a broken record. I say that every week, but Yeah, that's about it.
Sweet.
What are you going to play?
I'm thinking, I don't know, originally I was looking at Spellslinger, just because I wanted to play like a spell class, but, you know, I feel like I like to, if I start a new MMO, I feel like it's a chance to try like a new class, so I'm thinking Warrior, thinking like a tanky melee class, but that's also like the most stressful class, so I don't know yet.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I'm not sure, I haven't really figured it out, kind of let. Gonna be a game time decision, I guess, for me. But I purchased it, so I'm ready. It's happening.
It's happening.
It's happening. Steve, what are you playing?
Dota. Okay, but yeah, I've been playing Dota. But also, I did go back. I was home this weekend, and I played Terraria with my brother a little bit. And they've added a bunch of stuff. I mean, not a bunch of stuff, but there was definitely things there that I like didn't see before. Really? Some new. They added some new animations and stuff for some of the like all the like, you know, the accessories in Terraria, like the necklaces and the shackles that you get from the zombies. Those actually add things to your guys now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's kind of cool. They've added some new things, and there was a bunch of other like weird things that I had never seen before, and I was having a lot of fun. But the game is so intense, and you know, I played for 5 or 6 hours, and we were still wearing like copper. And this is like your game. The game is like a 50-hour investment if you want to like beat all of it. So, it's a great game, but it's super addicting. And yeah, I've been looking for a new game though. I've been trying to find a single-player game, so I'm hoping that Child of Light game, when it comes out, looks good. Probably gonna check that out.
Excellent, Charles.
So we're near the end of, I guess, of the new Lord of Shadows, though, I'm thinking that next on my list is gonna be playing Titanfall, because I'm craving a multiplayer game.
Did you give up on Amalur?
Yeah, I haven't played that for a long time. I'm gonna beat it eventually, but just not. It's not that enthralling enough right now. I got too many other enthralling games, like the Castlevania Lord of Shadows, and then I got Tomb Raider, and then I got Titanfall, and then I'm going to be wanting to play Dark Souls 2, and I'm like, I can't take it!
Charles is going to explode.
Oh. You dropped it like Kurt Schilling dropped the state of Rhode Island.
At least I didn't spend millions of dollars on that game, good lord. Taxpayers in Rhode Island are fucked. I hope all of them got a free copy of that game so they could play it.
It'd be the ultimate salt in the wound.
I don't want this.
They should get it though, damn. They fucking paid for it.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
It's like, here's a piece of shit that you paid for.
Devote 50 hours and not get anywhere. I feel like I put out so much time in that game, and it's just, there's no redeeming value for it right now. So I need to regroup and play some fun games, and then maybe I'll have the emotional investment you give to put towards something that's sold already.
Excellent. I have been not playing a lot. I played Dead Nation over the weekend and got part of the way. Got a couple more levels into that. Trying to go through some of the endless modes where it's like you go through like rounds of zombies and they just get. I mean, it's like Horde mode. They keep getting harder and harder and whatnot, but you can upgrade things as you go along. And it's. I die after like round 5. But. So I played that, trying to beat Sly Cooper Thieves in Time on Vita, and played a little bit of, I got the Tomb Raider Platinum. I don't know if I said that last time. I don't remember if I did.
Yeah, I think you mentioned that.
Yeah. So I played a little, after that I played a little Assassin's Creed multiplayer, because that's the only trophy I have left for the Platinum on that. But
is it pretty awful?
I can't. Oh my god, it's so bad. Fucking hate that multiplayer, but I really want the Platinum, so I'll probably put another 40 hours into it. Ugh. But apart from that, I've kind of been holding off on some stuff because the trophy war that I'm entering for the month of May starts like tomorrow night. So I have PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale on Vita, Lord of the Rings, or Lego Lord of the Rings, Lego Harry Potter. I have the first two episodes of The Walking Dead Season 2 on Vita. I have Octodad, Dadliest Catch, trying to. I'm going to fucking go crazy in the month of May. That's basically my choice.
Crush it.
Yep. So some of the prizes are actually pretty decent. First place gets the PlayStation 4 like gold headset and $50 in PSN cash, and it's Married to the Games is the podcast, so they're giving away a couple, like some of their swag from the podcast too. So it's worth it. But yeah, but that's it. So that is the end of our podcast this week. Let's throw some thank yous out to StubbyJ23, Captain Bananas, William 0406, and Shifty25. Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Charles. I'm Nick. This has been Late Night Gamers Podcast, episode 34. And it's late, so we're going to bed.
Adios.
Bluto. Late Night Gamers Podcast, where we make all of your gaming habits seem acceptable.
Steve.
Those suck so bad, so unbalanced, blah, and I just quit and never play it ever again.
Carl.
What do you do in your free time? Sit around knitting? Screw that shit, I'm gonna cut off a dragon's head.
Tim.
It's okay if your guts spill out and you explode into a bloody mess. As long as you don't take your clothes off. Late Night Gamers.
Games are taking at this point with Charles, you're the worst.
Alright, now I gotta look at this.
I don't even know how to get to it.
What are you sending to me? What is all I have is save as. I don't want to save happy.jpg. I don't know what the fuck that is.
For me, you're the image that's on Skype is frozen in time, so it's ridiculous. I have to take a snapshot. I sent it to everyone.
Oh my god, Charles. It's a pretty good picture, though.
Oh, Jesus.
What am I doing?
So anyway.